Time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He is puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Lulu.
What was last week's challenge?
Yeah, it came from listener Michael Stamen of Freeland, Maryland. I said, name a person in 2011 world news in 8 letters. Remove the 3rd, 4th, and 5th letters. And the remaining letters in order will name a person in 2021 news. Who is it? And that 2011 person is Bin Laden. And remove those 3 letters, you get Biden, as in Joe Biden.
We received over 2,000 correct responses, and the winner is Ross Jackson of San Jose, California. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How did you figure it out?
Actually, it was a team effort. My son Tom and my friend Libby work on it together. Sometimes one of us gets it, sometimes another. This week it happened to be Libby who got it first.
So you're representing the whole team.
Right.
I understand that your birthday is falling on a particular historic day this year.
January 20.
Yes, indeed. That is Inauguration Day. And sir, may I ask how old you are going to be?
92.
That is extraordinary. Congratulations.
Thank
what a
you.
Wonderful, wonderful thing. How are you going to celebrate?
Watch the inauguration and cheer.
Fair enough. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Ross. I'm going to read you some clues. The answer to each one is one of the words in the clue with its vowel sound changed. For example, if I said, what fish bite, you would say bait, because that's the word bite with the long I sound changed to a long A. So it's a phonetic puzzle, and here's number one. Not day.
Night.
Night. Good. Changing the vowel and not. Number two is, it's made by moistening dirt.
Mud.
Mud is it. Jacket part that covers the head.
Hood.
Hood is it. Item that's sowed in a garden.
Weed.
Not quite, but you got the right word. Item that's sowed in a garden. Change a vowel sound in one of those words.
From it, all things grow.
What do you plant in a garden?
Seed.
There you go. That's changing the vowel of sowed. Your next one is opposite of to feast.
When you don't eat.
Fast.
Yeah, fast is it. Good. Here's your next one. Fail to hit a ball in fair territory.
Foul.
Foul is it. Painful illness you get in your joints.
Gout.
Gout is it, yep. What kickboxers fight with?
Feet.
That's it. What might surround a castle?
Moat.
Oh, good. What a used towel is?
Wet.
Nice. Fill in the blank. Man in the blank.
Moon.
That's it. And here's your last one, another fill in the blank. Last but not
least.
That's it. Good job.
Good job. How do you feel?
Happy.
Well, I think it's wonderful. And again, happy birthday to you. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games, and you can read all about it. And Ross, which member station do you listen to?
KQED.
Ross Jackson of San Jose, California. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you. A pleasure.
The pleasure was ours. And Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yeah, it comes from listener Jerry Reynolds of Chicago. Name a national landmark. It's 2 words, 6 letters in the first word, 3 letters in the second. Add the name of a chemical element and rearrange all the letters to name 2 states. What are they? So again, a national landmark, 6, 3, add the name of a chemical element and rearrange all the letters to name 2 states. What states are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just 1 entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, January 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you are the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.